Blog Talk Radio.
You earn more when you become more. We gotta read.
It's very inspiring and a good message to send to the audience.
You say, how you doing today? No, I mean really, how you doing today?
We were like great friends, but...
Well, first of all, I'm always excited.
See a vision for... You know, where we want to go.
Wrap it up. That's a whole another podcast. Well, I got to say, if it's a piece of man, he ain't my...
No, but sometimes, you don't know.
I'm done, and I'm not waiting.
Get started. I like to go out to my girl.
I'm kind of a jump-in kind of person.
Piece of what? No. What? PSO. Whatever you said.
Welcome to Clutch by RGAA, powered by Building Rome. Hello, everyone. This is your girl, Tawanda, back with the Clutch Podcast. Clutch is brought to you by Real Girlfriends Across America, powered by Building Rome. And we are super excited to kick off Season 3, and man, oh, man. Boy, do we have some amazing things lined up this season for YONU. So as we get ready to get into tonight, our kickoff show, we just want to kind of hang out with you a little bit, talk about 2024, how we're feeling, and anything else that we think about. But I'm not by myself tonight. I've been searching. You know, again, our company is Real Girlfriends Across America. So we're all across America meeting new women across the globe. So as we get ready to get into our topics and questions tonight, I'm going to let someone introduce herself to you who's very special and they're not next door. So that's going to be really exciting. But once again, this is Tawanda. I am in the state of Kentucky by way of South Carolina, and I'm just excited to be here and just a little by myself. Well, you know what? If you've been listening and following Clutch for years, hopefully you heard probably too much about me. Well, we'll definitely get into it this season. Our goal is to definitely build and just really develop those relationships. So let me go over to our secret person that's on and let her tell you what her name is, where she's from, and whatever she wants to share. Are you there, ma'am?
Hello.
Hello. All right. I'm going to turn it over to you to do your introduction. All right, go ahead.
Hello, everyone. My name is Saidi, but you are welcome to call me Sai or any nickname you prefer. I am from the awe-inspiring Philippines, currently residing in the picturesque province of Leyte. It is renowned for its joyfully wedded woman and proud parent of two wonderful children. One of my great passions is baking and cooking for my family. You know, there's a special kind of happiness I experience, particularly when I see their delight with the meals I've lovingly prepared for them, especially when they were like, oh, Mom, this is so delicious. My heart really flutters. And additionally, I have a fondness for traveling and beach outings with a special place in my heart for Sundays. You know, Sundays is my favorite day, because it is our dedicated family day. The beauty of these times is in cherishing the precious moments spent with my loved ones. I love spending time with my loved ones.
That definitely sounds amazing, Heidi, especially the fact that you love cooking.
Yes.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to this season, finding out about different meals and things that you cook over in the Philippines, because one thing about different countries is everyone has different recipes, a palate for different things, and so on and so forth. So we definitely, I'm definitely looking forward to finding out more about those dishes, and hopefully on social media we can get some pictures and we can definitely show how people can taste it through the world. So with that being said, definitely excited about our show tonight and getting started. But let me ask you something before we kind of get into the questions I wanted to kind of go over with you. when you found out about this opportunity and Clutch Podcast for Women, what was it that drew your attention to get connected?
To get connected with this, the Clutch. You know, being a mother is you only have to spend your time with your children and spouse and revolving around the house. And, you know, I love to be with this, in this Clutch, because I want to know different people around the world. I want to have more friends and, you know, social interactions.
Absolutely. I definitely can dig in and understand. And it's really important, you know, especially with the emphasis on social interactions, as we'll get into a little later in the show about just really the importance of connection, social interactions, friendships, and so on and so forth. But as we talk tonight, there's a couple things I really want to talk about as we set off this season. 2024, like we are in the first, well, we're getting to the second quarter of 2024. So did you set any, like, New Year's resolutions? How is your 2024 going? Is it like you thought it was going to be? Tell us a little about that, if you don't mind sharing.
Oh, yeah. My 2024 so far has been an incredible journey, filled with abundant blessings and numerous memorable events. I am grateful for the multitude of positive happenings that have immensely thankful for the greatness of my 2024 thus far. One of my New Year's resolution is to continue what I've already begun, specifically my fitness journey. I have embarked on a workout routine as it serves as an effective stress reliever for me. Motherhood is very crucial for me to be strong for my children and maintain a good health. So my goal is to prioritize my body and set a positive example for my family.
Okay. That definitely makes sense. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out my 2024 right now. I was telling someone this the other day, coming off of COVID for the last couple of years, like, I'm not, like, having anxiety about COVID or anything, but, like, our world changed. Like, my whole life changed. Like, so much changed because of COVID. So now, as we're moving into New Year's and new times, and time is going by so fast, like, we just had an eclipse here the other day. And I was like, what? So my 2024 is still under review, still under review, because there are some things that I was thinking about doing in December for 2024 that I didn't get a chance to do. And I'm always redoing goals and working on certain things because, to me, that's what life is about. So I would have to say, as we get into the second quarter of the year, I'm still, you know how you have like one eye open and one eye closed? Like 2024, I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you still trying to figure it out. So I'm definitely looking forward to continue to share how my 2024 is going as we continue to build and share with the world through our podcast. And with that being said, like, as we think about this year so far, has there been anything major? You know, I know every day when we turn on our phones, it's so much with the news that's going on in the world and this and that. So is there anything that you've noticed or that happened significant in the world that you're kind of like, wow, this happened in 2024? Does anything come to mind in reference to, like, current events or major life happenings?
Major event here in the Philippines. Have you heard of this virus pertussis?
No,
yeah, you know,
it's called
what pertussis? Pertussis cough?
No.
This is a virus spreading here in the Philippines. When it comes this year, there is a in the Philippines regarding a concerning virus that is, you know, rapidly spreading, particularly affecting children. This situation has prompted protest and a deep concern among parents, including myself. I am constantly worried about the safety of my children whenever they go outside, as I fear they may contract this virus. I think this is like a COVID.
Really? Have there been any fatalities around it?
Yeah, I think it's more like in Manila. Place in Manila. It is quietly spreading rapidly.
Okay, can you spell that for me I'm a Google queen now. And no, I've never heard of it before, so I want to make sure I spell it correctly. Can you spell it for me?
All right. It is P-E-R. Mm-hmm. P-U-S-S-I-S.
Never heard of it. Wow.
I think it's called it.
Okay. Yeah, I just read. I'm not sure. I think it's pertussis. It says whooping cough. Pertussis is a highly contagious respiratory tract infection. In many people, it's marked by a severe hacking cough, followed by high-pitched intake of breath that sounds like whoop. Before the vaccine was developed, whooping cough was considered a childhood disease. Wow. Well, I definitely want to make sure we get more information out to people. Is that something based, like, over in the Philippines, or is that just kind of, is that coming, like, worldwide?
Yeah, it's all over in the Philippines now, and I think it's coming from the other country and then coming here in the Philippines, all over in the Philippines. And there's a case here that the baby, I think many died from this virus. Mostly are babies.
Okay. Well, definitely. Now, what are there any precautions or different things that people can do just to protect yourself because of this?
I believe in vaccine. You know, my children, when they were born, I already gave vaccine to them to prevent this kind of virus. And I think that's one of the precautions. And also, babies are, you know, don't get them go outside, especially in the mall, in the public places like malls, like that, to prevent this kind of virus.
Okay. Well, people definitely need to be careful because there's always just different things going on, whether it's something you're going to eat, something in the air, whether it's like COVID.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you
it's like a COVID
industry. You got to be careful. Absolutely, absolutely. So definitely, I'm sorry to hear that. I didn't hear anything about it. I'm definitely going to have to do some research because, yeah, we definitely have to be careful. And when I ask you about breaking news,
all right,
there are so many different things that's going on. But because of the date for today, I just found out earlier today that O.J. Simpson died. And O.J. Simpson, former NFL star, he died at 76, and he lost his battle to cancer. But, you know, even though he was a former NFL star, I think a lot of people probably forgot that he was a former star due to him and his legal troubles over the years of being accused of killing his wife. I won't get into all that. I just want to say that in reference to, like, a world event or something going on, I know it's a lot of things, but he died at age 76 due to losing his battle with cancer. It looks like he actually died on yesterday, April the 10th, 2024. All right, but we're going to move on to some other stuff after we come back from commercial break. Again, this is Tawanda, and this is Saidi with the Clutch Podcast. And, man, we are so excited. We'll be right back after this.
Clutch by RGAA is powered by Building Rome. Build and Roam, Inc. is a professional company that provides an array of services to freelancers, creatives, virtual hustlers, and business owners. For more information on hiring Build and Roam, log on to the website at buildandroaminc.com. Once again, the website is buildandroaminc.com.
Do you have a product, brand, or service that you want to advertise on our platform? Well, look no further. Send us an email to realgirlfriends7@gmail.com. That's realgirlfriends7@gmail.com to place your advertisement here.
And this is Tawanda, and we're back to season three, kicking off, talking about what are we going to be doing this year, 2024. So we talked a little about 2024, how it was feeling. Like I said, it's still under review, and so on and so forth. But let's move on to, Saida, you live in a different country. You live in the Philippines. Like, I've never been to the Philippines. I know a lot of people over there, and definitely I was looking forward to going to Manila a couple of years back, so and definitely still looking to do that. But let's talk a little bit about this season. You know, our podcast is a podcast for women around the globe with a foundation of friendship amongst women. And I want to talk a little about three or five things that you are looking for from our community as we move throughout this year. And, of course, I'm going to go first, because I'm not going to ask you something that I'm not willing to answer myself, right? So from my perspective, this podcast, this movement, this company is extremely important to me because I remember being in Charlotte, North Carolina, well over a decade ago, wanting to go out one night and, like, thinking about, I don't really have any friends. I had friends at my job. I had friends in business. But I didn't really have any that I could just go out, let my hair down, or let my weave down, and just kind of hang out. And I wanted that. And I felt like, you know what, I'm sure there's other women around the world similar to me that wear so many different hats that sometimes you just want to have that girlfriend hat, that friendship hat. So I went on a mission to learn to meet and find other women that may be interested in genuine friendship. So what I'm looking for this season, and we say season three because we've been at this since COVID, right? I'm looking for, one, to meet more women in various countries across the globe. Like, that's one of the things, at least 20 different countries. I'm coming for you to meet people, learn different languages, different cuisines, different places to travel, just learn different things of how people in other countries do things. I'm also looking to travel more because I believe that we live life every single day, and I want to make sure I'm living it to the fullest. I'm traveling right now, so I'm already working on that. I also want to be a part of building a tribe, of women that we can have friendships, we can have laughs, we can have lineup events virtually or in person, and I'm talking about something genuine. I'm talking about something real, and I put an emphasis on that because a lot of times people just go through the motions and they're just playing games or they're just really not serious. So those are three and a half things that I'm really, really looking forward to this year through our platform as well as through each and every day as I move forward meeting so many people. So I'm going to turn this over to you, Saida, and share what some of the things are that you're looking forward to this season.
You know, I think we're same on track because I don't have a lot of friends. My circle of friends is very small, like small. I have friends in work before, and now I have only two gay friends. So my goal for this season is to expand my social circle. And as I said a while ago earlier, to cultivate new friendships, particularly with other women. When I become a mother, it is easy for one's world to revolve solely around the homes, children, and spouse. So prioritizing personal time and connecting with others can become a challenge. Hence, my goal is to proactively make time for myself and foster relationships with individuals from different countries. allowing me to broaden my perspectives and embrace different culture.
I love it.
And I think when you mentioned, like, embracing different cultures, that's going to be interesting. I'm not going to say difficult, but I have a friend of mine that started this business years ago, and it was about, like, each month she wanted to have dinner with a bunch of friends, a bunch of women, mm-hmm. and she wanted to, like, experience a different cuisine. And there were just some cuisines from other countries that I was just not willing to experience. I'm a very open-minded person, but I just wasn't that open-minded to what I didn't know or understand or know what it was. And it was a struggle for me. It was really a struggle. And, you know, she thrived on it, and I really respect that. So maybe later I'll kind of, you know, have to tell her how much I appreciate just her vision of doing that. And even though I'm still not there yet, I definitely understand what you're saying, and I think that's what life is about, though. You know, I heard the saying one time before, so many people say at the end of the day, I wish I had, but I want to hear more people say, I'm glad I did. And that's where I'm at with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad I did that. I'm glad I experienced that. I'm glad I took that leap of faith. So that's what I'm definitely looking for. Now, as we close out tonight, because like I said, I just wanted me and you to hop on here, give a little love out to the world, to other women across the globe, and so on and so forth. So as we close out tonight, Saidi, what do you want to leave women with? I know that this season they'll get to know you, about your family, about the kids, all the things you say you could, and all this other stuff. But is there anything that's on your heart, that's on your mind? And I'll let you go ahead and go first, because I just feel you got something you really want to share that you want to leave tonight as we close out.
All right. One thing that I want to share with women around the world is the importance of self-love and self-care. It's crucial to prioritize your own well-being and happiness, right? Take time to nurture yourself, both physically and emotionally. Surround yourself with positive influences and support systems. Remember that you are deserving of love, respect, and success. Believe in yourself and never be afraid to pursue your dreams. You are strong, capable, and deserving of all the wonderful things in life has to offer. That's it.
That was powerful. And you know what? I knew that you had something amazing to share, because that was definitely powerful. You're absolutely welcome, my sister. You're absolutely welcome. And the only thing that I want to say to anyone listening to our show is, first and foremost, don't do it alone. Mm-hmm. Do not do it alone. I know there's so many women that say, I don't have anybody to talk to. I don't have any friends. Don't do it alone. Number two, in order to have a friend, you must be a friend. And sometimes you have to look at that person in the mirror and figure out, what is it that I got to do? In order to have a friend, you must be a friend. And lastly, I want to say this, and I put this in the front of my book that I'm releasing in a couple months. I always ask people, what is your definition of a friend? And I have adopted a definition that my old pastor said a long, long, long time ago. And, oh, you know what? I want to share two things in reference to a friendship, because there was a guy that I used to date. That's another story. But he said, and I love this, he said a friend, he said, you know who your friends are in your absence, during the time of struggle, and at your death. And I love that. And I'm going to say it again. You know who your friends are in your absence. Because guess what? Sometimes people talk about you. But a friend, Body not here, but you're not talking about her. I ain't having it. That's in your absence. During adversity, when the going gets tough, some people get going. But a real friend, they stay down. And when it's over with, when you're no longer here, and they can still say, hey, look, she ain't here anymore, but she was a good woman or whatever. Friends, and my pastor, whom I love and adore, and he's no longer with us, he says that a friend is someone who knows you. They know all about you. And they could destroy you, but they never will. So I want to leave everyone that's listening to our show tonight. I want to ask you, who do you have in your life that's that type of friend?
Thank you for listening to yet another episode of Clutch, a podcast by Real Girlfriends Across America. Clutch onto us tight by following us on all of our social media platforms. This includes Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and Facebook. Like, share, and follow us. Did you miss an episode? Don't worry. You can listen to us anywhere where podcasts are being played, including Apple Podcasts, Google, Anchor, Spotify, and Speaker. Don't forget to watch us on YouTube by searching for Real Girlfriends Across America and visit our website at www.realgirlfriends.org. And until next time, clutch on to your best friend and stay tuned.